Are you tired of waiting yet? There's still more waiting to do. In fact, the scriptures this morning are filled with waiting. In that first reading from Isaiah, Isaiah paints a picture of a whole world renewed, recreated, perfect. But he's still waiting. And St. James must have felt that his people in his community were getting tired of waiting. He says, you got to be patient. Just like a farmer is patient waiting for the crops. He can't make it go any faster. Not totally dependent on something other than he. He has to wait. Jesus seems to be waiting as well, waiting for a response for all the good work that he's doing among the people. Go and tell John what you hear and see. But we're waiting. Years ago, a newly ordained unmarried minister came to an all-black congregation in Muskogee, Oklahoma. The parishioners were friendly enough, but it wasn't overwhelming. The minister married Esther, and even though both of them were white, church attendance by the African-American townspeople suddenly increased. At a loss, the pastor asked one of the elders, my sermon certainly couldn't have gotten all that much better. And the elder agreed, they hadn't. But due to the new bride. But the pastor said, previous pastors have also had wives. Yes, the parishioner said, but those wives went to the white churches to receive communion. She didn't. She stayed with the community. And there was a change. And maybe the waiting finally stopped. Maybe they were hoping for a pastor and his wife who would really care for the community. The transformation from death to life, from barrenness to harvest, from illness to wholeness, is a gift of God in which you and I are invited to participate. It's not enough to stand on the sidelines and simply receive it. We need to participate in this process of transformation. The real crux of the readings for me today is that one phrase, go and tell John what you see and hear. And that leads me to ask the question, what do I see and hear this Advent? What's going on? Is anything changing? Am I changing? When I look inside myself, am I seeing something new? Something new coming to birth? Or is it the same old, same old? What's going on? Is Christmas really coming? Are random acts of kindness and deference and respect increasing? Or only toy sales? Are we opening doors for each other? Physically and otherwise? Or are we standing on the sidelines, hardened in independence and indifference, and not really caring? Are we mending rifts in relationships? Or just with unsteady hearts grumbling about what's going on? Go and tell John what you see and hear. What is it I see and hear? Listen to Isaiah. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those hearts whose hearts are frightened, fear not, be strong. Here is your God. He comes to save you with divine recompense. He comes to save you. The eyes of the blind are opened. The ears of the deaf are cleared. The lame leap, and the tongue of the dumb sing. That's the result of a good Advent. Tell one another what you see and hear. But more importantly, tell yourself in here what you see and what you hear.